One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Shannon and Scott.
Oh, that was pretty good.
High pitch Shannon and Scott today. Sopranon and Scott. No? Anyway.
Sure. Today is a special day.
For a couple reasons.
The first reason, they took the scaffolding down from your street.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice.
I walked up from the subway and I was like, oh, it looks so good here on the 144th.
So that's one reason today's exciting.
What's another reason?
This is our 25th episode.
That's so cool.
26th if you count our pilot, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, whatever.
And then we have a third reason today's a special episode.
We have a guest artist.
Yeah.
Guest spurt?
Sure.
Yeah, he's a spurt.
He's a spurt.
Yeah.
Our friend Adam Hill will be joining us today, and he's going to sing whatever song we write.
Yeah.
Bless him. Adam is currently on the national tour of The Sound of Music, so he's going to sing our song for us.
He plays the sound.
Yeah, he does. The Hills are alive with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be exciting. We're going to get our topic and our genre and talk about them a little bit, and then we'll have Adam on, surprise him with the material that he'll be singing, and do a little mini interview, a minterview
of our guest spurt.
Yeah.
We do have a new review.
A fourth reason today's exciting.
Hooray! This review is from Gorilla Boss.
Great name.
So thank you, Gorilla Boss. I'll get a little pull quote from the Gorilla Boss review. Gorilla Boss says, there's really no reason why I should love this podcast.
That's great.
But goes on to clarify that it's because Gorilla Boss doesn't know anything about music or songwriting.
Do we?
Well, we pretend like we do. But Gorilla Boss still loves it and says that I learn at least two new things every week.
Awesome.
Yeah. So thank you, Gorilla Boss. That is super nice of you.
I wonder what percentage that is out of the things we talk about.
Versus the things
that she learns.
Yeah.
Just the two. Like, do we talk about 100 things and she learns two of them?
I mean, like, probably.
Yeah. Well, any education is good education.
Yep, that's the American way. So what's a song salad?
Song salad is a random genre from moodfuse.com and a random topic from Wikipedia smooshed together into a song.
It's like an Oreo of songwriting.
Yep.
Except if you never knew which flavor the cookie and the cream were each time.
It's like Bertie Bott's every flavor Oreos of song.
Oh, that's so many layers. It's like a salad,
but
a song.
Good analogy. Good analogy. We should use that.
Cool.
So let's go to moodfuse.com and spin our salad spinner.
Let's do it.
So we're on moodfuse.com. We got to spin the salad spinner, which sounds like... The Sound of Music.
I was going to say, the hills have to be. So,
Achtung! did you have other Sound of Music sounds?
Nope, that's great. Achtung is good.
Ska. I've been waiting for ska.
Ska.
I'm really excited about this. Ska.
Yes.
And Adam Hill from The Sound of Music is the perfect person to sing ska.
I mean... like, you take one look at Adam and you're like, you're built for ska, baby. It'll be perfect.
Ska is a music genre that originated in Jamaica in the late 1950s and was the precursor to rocksteady and reggae. Ska combines elements of Caribbean mento and calypso.
Mentos? The fresh maker?
Yes.
Hmm.
With American jazz and rhythm and blues. It is characterized by a walking bass line.
Do 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 do.
Similar. Yep. Accented with rhythms on the upbeat, which would be keep going. So upbeat rhythms in between the bass line. Ska developed in Jamaica in the 1960s, And some suggest that ska dates to earlier times, but in the early 1960s, ska was really the dominant music genre of Jamaica and was popular with...
The mod movement.
Oh, mods. Yeah, yes.
Moderns.
This is a little scary. Later, it became popular with many skinheads.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
That's so
weird. Is Real Big Fish a skinhead band? Terrifying.
Ooh. Multiple theories about the origins of the word ska, which is just spelled S-K-A. Ernest Ranglin claimed that it was coined by musicians to refer to the scat, 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 scratching guitar strum. Does that make sense? Scat, scat, scat.
Yes, because so there's a guitar rhythm in ska called skank.
Okay.
Not making that up.
Okay.
Where that's the offbeat guitar rhythm of like one,
sort of sounds
like scat, scat, scat.
Cool.
Yeah.
So the difference, this guy says that the difference between R&B and ska beats is that one goes chinka and the latter goes ka-chink. So R&B is chinka.
Yep.
And ska is ka-chink.
Meaning that it's on the off beats rather than the down beats.
Cool.
Yeah. The ska that we are all probably most familiar with is not that traditional 1960s Jamaican ska. It's the ska that sort of became part of the American
punk
radio
scene.
Punk scene, starting in the late 1980s and into the 1990s with bands like Streetlight Manifesto,
yep.
Real Big Fish, Less Than Jake, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, No Doubt, Sublime did ska music. Ooh, Skank and Pickle. That's
Skank
a good
and
name.
Skank Pickle.
This is another genre where we need to come up with a cool band name.
Yeah.
So let's find an example. And I think we should go with the kind of ska that we know best.
Because it's our podcast.
Because it's our podcast.
Yeah.
And you can't make us do anything.
Real Big Fish?
Let's do Real Big Fish.
Okay.
What's your favorite Real Big Fish song?
I literally have no idea. If you like played me a song, I'd be like, oh, sure, I know that song.
Okay.
But I could not name a Real Big Fish song for you. Sellout?
It looks like Sellout is popular.
Yeah.
Let's listen to that.
Okay.
You're gonna go to the record store. You're gonna give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool. I just don't believe it. Sell out with me. Oh, yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money. And everything's gonna be all right.
So that's ska.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be really fun.
Really high energy.
Yeah. High energy. A lot of fun instruments in the band, like saxophones, trumpets, trombones.
Lots of perpy horns.
Perpy horns going perp, 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 guitars, bass, drums, and, you know, some fun background vocal echoes. It'll be great.
Cool.
All done by Sound of Music's own Adam Hill.
The Alp Zone.
The Alp, live from the Alps. Should we jump in and get our topic?
I think we should get
and
our
then
topic.
Bring Adam in here?
Yeah,
let's
I
do
think
it.
So
we're going to click the random article button on Wikipedia and spin the salad spinner, which sounds like the Sound of Music.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Flippity gibbet, the will of the whisper clown.
There you go. Flippity gibbet. I forgot about it. Okay, this is perfect.
Okay. Anger.
Anger,
Bavaria. Apparently, Anger is a municipality in the district of, Berchtesgadenerland in Bavaria, in Germany. Well, let's try to find out more about it because we don't have any other info from this Wikipedia article except for the fact that two ski mountaineers, Stephanie Koch and Stefan Klinger, were born there.
This is so perfect, I can't even believe it.
A ska song about anger that takes place in Bavaria.
In Bavaria, yeah. So yeah, anger?
Probably anger.
Anger? What the hell is it? It looks beautiful!
There's like hot air balloons.
Wait, is that a mini diorama?
It looks like a miniature.
I wonder if it's just tilt shifted.
That's definitely a diorama.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Okay. Well, here's other pictures.
We were tricked.
Well, it's...
It's very pretty.
It's mountainous.
It looks like you expect Bavaria to look like.
I think these are pictures of a model train set.
Oh.
A model train set of Anger.
Yeah. Not all of them are pictures of the model. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
So here's a picture of like the actual
museum. It's a model train museum.
Yeah.
I wonder if Anger looks anything like.
It's probably a model of Anger.
You would hope.
Things to do?
There's three things to do in Anger. One of them is the Hans-Peter Porsche Tramwerk,
which is the model train place, I think.
Yep. And then there's the Higelwerther Sea. Let's find out what that is.
Okay.
I believe it's a castle of some sort. It's like a little castle on a river.
Cool.
So there's that. And then there's one more thing to do.
Kloster Hegel.
It's probably the same thing. So here's a review of the Kloster Hegelwerth. Translated to English from German using Google Translate. From a small lake edged, it is to walk there in nice weather a delight. You can see the hole. And that's where it cuts off.
You can see the hole.
You could see the hole. So it looks like Anger is just a little town in Bavaria with a nice model train museum and a castle.
I think that sounds perfect.
So let's write a song about it.
Yeah, let's write a song about it.
Why don't we get Adam in here?
Yes.
And we'll reveal to him what we're doing.
Reveal to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Alps, Adam Hill.
Adam Hill.
Welcome, Adam. The Adam Hills
are alive.
They indeed
are.
So we've been telling our listeners that you
lies
play
about you.
The sound in The Sound of Music. What do you actually do in The Sound of Music?
Sure. I definitely make sounds.
Useful? Well,
no, I do. I do make sounds.
Wait, you had to question yourself on that?
No. Okay, so for the show, I'm a swing.
Okay. So what does that mean to people who might not know?
Right. So it means I'm not regularly in the show, but I'm ready to go in case anything happens to any of the performers in the show.
In case of emergency, break glass, Adam Hill comes
yes.
out.
Do they keep you in a glass case?
They
backstage.
Do. It's very pristine, and, you know, there's...
Poor ventilation.
I'm protected, yeah. So.
Right. Good.
Poor ventilation. But yeah, and I understudy... So I technically understudy 6 different parts.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At any given time, you have to be ready to perform 6 different tracks in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
In case someone gets sick or food poisoning or calls out for vacation or something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's how many of those tracks... sing in the style of ska music.
Ska music.
Because that's what you're doing
all
today.
Right.
Adam Hill.
Yeah.
You're gonna be
Excellent.
Singing some ska.
That's right up my alley.
Are you familiar with ska?
I am. You might need to play a little bit of something just to refresh my mind, but I'm
okay.
I'm ready.
And are you familiar with the municipality of Anger in Bavaria?
You know, I can't say that I am, but I'm excited to learn.
Well, we're going to take a musical journey in the style of ska to Anger,
Bavaria,
and
Anger,
you're going to take us there.
Yeah.
I will definitely take
we
us there.
We will float on the back of your voice. So, what else should we ask Adam?
Yeah, what do you want to know? You want to, like, top secret information? Like secrets of the tour that nobody knows.
Do you have secrets of the tour?
Yeah,
that
throw it out there.
Well, I mean, people know this one, but I love talking about it anyway. Is that there are actually male nuns
really
in the show?
And that's a traditional thing in The Sound of Music,
or definitely not. No, it's just this special production.
And why are there male nuns?
It's mostly in the wedding scene. They wanted more bodies on stage to. Fill out the space in the picture. And so 2 of the male ensemble are actually in nun habits in that scene.
Do audience members ever like come up to you at the stage door after and are like, were there male nuns at the wedding?
Yeah. pretty often. I mean, my favorite thing is, so those are two things that I understudy, like parts of tracks that I understudy, so.
So you do sometimes get to be a male nun?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have, you know, facial hair and stuff. Well, I try not to. But my favorite thing is if people come to see the show that I know, I don't tell them that that's happening.
Right.
Because I just want to see if they figure it out. Yeah. And they always notice every single time.
Jeez. So,
in your character development, have you come up with a name for your sister?
Oh, yes, yes. My sister name is Sister Mary 5 o'clock Shadow. Because even if I'm like clean shaven, you can still tell.
Sister Mary 5 o'clock Shadow.
That's great.
Should that be our band name?
Sister Mary 5. That's a perfect ska band name.
That's our ska band name. Okay. Thank
you for that. Sister Mary 5 o'clock Shadow.
Okay, you're welcome.
So good. What's your favorite track to go on for?
Hmm.
Is it the nuns? It's just very freeing for you to wear a habit.
Flowy robes.
Yeah.
Do you wear a jalabia?
A jalabia. Yeah.
Well, the thing that's funny, or I don't know, funny is the word, or interesting about it is that more often than not, when I'm on as a nun, I have to underdress in my Nazi costume. So
you're a male Nazi moonlighting as a nun
so
at a wedding.
To be clear, underdress kinda means to put on a costume under another costume,
so
that you can quickly change into.
Oh my god.
So
yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's that's pretty, like incredible.
It's so like
it's like wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah. So that's...
I love theater, you guys.
I know.
Like,
you can't make this stuff up.
So that's fun for you.
Well, that is fun. It's fun. But my favorite part is actually, there's a guy named Herr Zeller.
Okay.
Yes. Who is a Nazi as well. And he comes in later in the show. And he's fun to play because he's kind of like the bad guy in the show. And he kind of comes in and messes everything up and gets in everybody's face. So it's always fun to play like the villain.
Is he the guy that comes in and is like... you have to get out, you have this many days, shows up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, The Sound of Music is like about like Nazi, like the rise of Nazism.
Everyone
just
knows
in case
what
like people are like, why is he dressing as a Nazi?
If you haven't seen The Sound of Music,
what are you doing with your life?
Yeah,
find out where the national tour will be next.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Oh yeah, where will the national tour be in the next?
Well, we're going to Costa Mesa, California for 2 weeks.
Cool.
And then Las Vegas for 2 weeks, and then we're in Fort Worth, Texas for a week. Then we have a little break, and then my gosh. Then we start into the second year of the tour, and the dates were just finalized. The dates and cities were just finalized. I don't remember where we go after that.
Is there a website?
But, yes. If you go to, I believe the website is www.thesoundofmusicontour.com.
Thesoundofmusicontour.com.
I believe.
We will tweet it. But,
yes.
Like, for real.
But definitely, come see it. It's a beautiful production. It's the Sound of Music that everybody knows and loves, but
with
sort of
really
been,
ugly nuns.
No.
Yep.
Cool. But it's been, but it's been re-envisioned in certain ways, and it's very fresh, and it's just beautiful. So
exciting.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love a fresh Sound of Music.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to write a, like, verse and chorus of a ska song. We'll invite you back in to learn it.
Great.
And then we'll record it.
Sounds great. I can't wait. I will get vocally ready.
Yeah. go warm up.
Go warm up your ska pipes.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Cool.
Thank you.
So the first thing I want to say about ska
Is
that skinheads doesn't mean what you think it means.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not white supremacists. it's just a kind of like cultural collective that grew up around ska in Jamaica.
Well, what an unfortunate name.
Yeah. But just to so here's the reason they're called skinheads. It's because they worked in industrial factories and then they had to shave their heads for health and safety reasons while they worked in the factories.
That makes
but
sense.
They liked ska. So that was all.
Well,
Who
doesn't?
So another thing that I learned was ska, similar to punk, became a lot of the lyrical themes were about unifying against like the man or against corporate culture and authority and the people in positions of power who were oppressing or keeping down the impoverished. And just another little, like, note is that, like the skinheads, there was also a group called Rude Boys. And Rude Boys were Jamaican teens from the lower classes who were struggling to find work and dealing with poverty. And rude was a slang term that was associated with members of this group of youth.
Cool.
And so they took it as their identity as Rude Boys. And then they would dress in suits to mock people in the upper crust of society. And Rude Boy culture actually became a source of a lot of the lyrics of Jamaican ska.
Interesting.
Which is not what we're working on, but I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Cool. So yeah, so unity, fight the man.
Love it.
That kind of stuff. So about a model train museum in Anger, Bavaria, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. But we'll see.
Cool.
I thought that was cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good info.
Thanks.
I'm building my band. I got a guitar so I can do the skank rhythm.
Cool.
I got bass, I got drums, and I got a bunch of different horn licks that I'm going to use to throw in there.
Horn licks?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's just a technical term for little bits of music that they play.
I also found a WikiHow article called How to Write a Ska Song.
I'm going to reference it. Why not?
Yay.
Is there anything interesting that it says?
One of the most interesting things that it says is, if you don't have a skankable rhythm, it's not a ska song.
I better make sure my rhythm is skankable.
So if we can't skank to it,
it's not worth doing.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. So, okay. So.
I have some lyrics.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So I think it's just going to be really fun and cute.
Okay.
There's not so much a, like, down with the man, like, rebelling against authority, but, like, a little bit.
It's ironic because the town's name is literally Anger.
Anger, yeah. But it's mostly about the train museum, the okay. Model train museum, and people who live in the train museum.
Who live in the
like,
train museum?
Like, the little people who live in the, like, the model people.
Oh, okay.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. In a tiny town where the trees are fake, the grass is plastic, and so is the lake. But our love is real, so we decided to flee, escape to a place where we could be free. And then the pre-chorus, oh, how do we get out of here? Oh, how can we disappear? And then, I can't wait to hear Adam sing this. The chorus is, we take the choo-choo-choo, choo-choo-choo-wa. We ride it through the mountain and under the stars. Choo-choo-choo, choo-choo-choo-wa. The whole world is fake, but our love is not.
Great.
Yep. So
the whole world is fake, but our love is not. That's great.
Yeah. So, and another interesting fact I learned, the Model Train Museum in Anger was founded and seemingly completely funded by the heir to the Porsche throne.
Well, sure there's a lot of extra money laying around there.
Yep.
In the Porsche throne world.
For toys.
I bet it's a beautiful museum.
Oh, whatever.
It's got a 5-star rating on TripAdvisor.
But, like, if you like looking at little things.
Well.
But it's, like, it seems so silly to go into a museum and look at tiny fake mountains when right outside the museum are big, beautiful, real mountains.
But they don't have little trains.
I guess they don't have little trains. They have full-size trains.
Well, these are great lyrics.
we'll see what Adam says.
I've got the basis of my song here.
Okay.
So here's what the guitar is going to do. And the skank rhythm is achieved on the guitar by playing muted strings on the downbeats and unmuted strings on the upbeats. So with your hand,
what?
You can basically like stop the sound from occurring.
Okay.
If you like sort of lay your finger against the string on a guitar, like lightly enough that it just mutes the sound, but not hard enough that it actually plays a note. So you mute the bottom strings while you're playing your downstroke on the guitar, and then unmute the upper strings while playing the upstroke. So it's that like click, song, click, song.
Ka-chink.
The ka-chink. And that sounds like this. My bass is going to be playing a walking bass line, which just means that it's playing pretty much all eighth notes constantly, which sounds like this. My drums are going to be playing a classic ska rhythm. And then you got your classic horns. Your perpy horns. So we'll layer all that together and come up with a nice little melody here.
Okay.
For Adam to sing, and we'll get him in here to record it.
Yay.
Do we have a title? Tiny Town?
Tiny Town is good.
Let's do Tiny Town.
Tiny Town, parentheses, choo-choo.
Great. Okay. Tiny Town, parentheses, choo-choo, by Sister Mary, 5 o'clock shadow.
Should it be Sister Mary and the 5 o'clock shadows?
Yes, definitely. Tiny Town, parentheses, choo-choo, by Sister Mary and the 5 o'clock shadows.
By Shannon and Scott.
Starring Adam Hill.
Is alive.
Tiny town where the trees are fake, the grass is plastic and so is the lake. But our love is real, so we decided to flee, escape to a place where we could be free. Oh,
we gotta get out of here.
Oh,
how can we disappear?
We take the choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo out.
We ride it through the mountain and under the stars.
The whole world is fake, but our love is not.
Well, Adam, what'd you think?
Woo! I feel great. I feel like I'm ready to open for a ska band, to be the lead singer of a ska band.
I think you already are, after today.
Choo-choo-choo-ah.
I would like to be clear that Adam has a really beautiful voice. Like, one of the most beautiful voices. And we did our best to not showcase it in, like, any demonstrable way.
If we could go back in time and have you do our opera episode,
yeah,
that would have been ideal.
Would have been a lot better.
That's okay. So. I had a great time.
But that's the way the salad spinner spins.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
have you ever harmonized with yourself before in a recording?
You know, I haven't. It was a pretty surreal
Well, and I should also say that Adam is so talented that we didn't have to do multiple takes. He's actually experienced with Tibetan throat singing and did his own harmonies with himself live in the moment.
Simultaneously. It was really magical.
Yeah.
But there was, like, a cute little buddy-buddy moment of you guys doing some harmonies together, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adorbs.
Totes adorbs. Song Salad brings people together.
It does. It does. I feel like I'm part of the family now.
Oh, so. You are.
You are.
You'll always be part of this salad.
You'll always be an ingredient.
What salad ingredient best represents your personality?
Ooh, great question.
That's a great interview question for the future.
I want to lean towards like mushrooms, you know?
Oh.
Mushrooms, why?
Cooked mushrooms or raw mushrooms?
Oh, probably like sautéed mushrooms.
Okay.
Now I have to ask, is it because you're such a fungi? You set it up.
I did.
You're the worst person.
Set it up.
That was good. That was really good.
Thank you.
He is a fun guy.
Because of that reason.
Yep. Thanks for making our 25th episode so special, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I had a great time. I hope to be back.
And have fun on the rest of your tour.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you can check out Adam. Where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on social media on Facebook at just Adam Hill. You can find me on Instagram at adhill21 and also on Twitter at adhill2189. You can also find me at my website, which is www.adamhill.net.
If you want to check out Sound of Music on Tour, go to www.thesoundofmusicontour.com.
You don't need www's.
But it's easier to say it.
No, it's not. www is so
clear.
Hard to say.
It makes it like official, though.
It's fine.
No, I mean, it's fine. Just saying.
If you like Song Salad, subscribe to us on iTunes, find us on SoundCloud, and on Twitter at Song Salad Cast.
And if you give us a rating and review, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast, just like Gorilla Boss.
Thanks, Gorilla Boss.
Woo.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm Adam.
And together we're Shannon Scott. You know, we're Sister Mary on the 5 o'clock show.
That's right.
One, two, three, four.